CEF, mobile.
9KF4NXY, David.
How are you doing?
Pretty good, just watching the morning news and drinking a cup of coffee. I gather you're on your way to work.
Yeah, getting ready to hit the interstate. Start sipping away at my coffee as well.
Well, how much longer are you going to have to work before you can retire?
Let's see. I don't know, 20-something years if I retire at 65, 20, 21 years.
Oh, man, that's a ways on down the road. Well, just hang in there. Time goes by faster than you realize.
Says that. Shoot, I don't know. Now I look back, it's hard to believe I've been in a BMW 23 years this December. It's just like, holy crap, where did those days go? KO4CEF.
I've heard that's kind of a pretty hard place to work at, too. Pretty physically demanding.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Ed Group. Good morning, Bury. KA3JCA just jumped in here to say good morning.
I'm Richard.
Taxing. I don't think that it works just hard, just in a repetitive motion. It does things to the body over time. And, you know, it wears people out.
You think my poor old body's kind of worn out right now? Well, come on in and speak to us a little bit there, Richard. I'll be back on. Be listening for a little bit. KF4NXY.
I just said hi. I heard you guys said I was getting ready to get up. I need to eat some breakfast and get me a cup of coffee to get started. Gotta get a shower. I have a doctor's appointment this morning. So then once I'm done with that, I'll be able to come back home and lay back down and relax again. It's one of those days. And, oh, God. Andrew, you said you have 20 more years before you can retire?
44 this year, so if I retire early, I got 21. Or if I retire at 65, that'd be 21 more years. So, the Lord willing, I'll make it that far.
KN4TFW.
Good. KA3JC. Go ahead, David.
I'll pass it on around. Don't have nothing more to add at the moment.
KO4CF.
Everybody. Hope everybody's doing well.
I haven't been outside yet, so is it cold out there, guys?
My truck says it's 47 this morning.
And mine says 56 right here.
Yep, I'm definitely going to get me a couple cups of coffee. Thank God my appointment's not till like 11, so that'll have to go out. Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit by then.
Good morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Eric. KF4NXY.
A3JCA.
Good morning, everybody. How's that going this morning? I'm got my Coke out on the freeway, headed to work in Anderson, just like I am every single morning. How are you guys doing?
Good this morning. I woke up a little bit late, and I'm sipping my coffee on the way to work. Other than that, I'm liking this cold weather. I'm glad it's cooling off.
Here, already got that half pot of coffee down.
I'm like you. I'm just getting up, getting started, so I haven't had my coffee yet. So, hey, Eric, later on this afternoon, maybe on your trip home, I wanted to talk to you. I have a CPAP machine that's 24 volts. And, of course, it's got the transformer. I don't lose power a lot, but I've been listening to you guys talk about using, like, power tool batteries and stuff like that. I want to come up with something that I could keep it here without putting a lot of heavy-duty batteries in, because typically when we lose power, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 hours back.
Do that. I should be leaving my office this afternoon at around 3. So anytime between 3 and 4 or so, I should be on the road and on the repeater. So if you want to hop on, yeah, we can definitely talk about it. It shouldn't be too hard to do, though. I had my double espresso before I left this morning. I need to start making myself a pot instead, so I have something on the way. But, you know, that'll do for now.
We're HGX. Good morning, gentlemen. KN4CM.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4GFW.
Good morning, Patrick. KA3JCA.
Patrick, KF4NXY.
JKT.
Everybody's having a good morning and enjoying their coffee. But y'all are all on your own with that.
Really coffee time.
Function on day shift when I finally moved over.
Hey, Patrick.
A cup of coffee there. Now, Ashley, she likes her hot chocolate. When it gets cold, she likes hot chocolate.
I'm here in the car, may as well be the dead of winter to me.
7 here where I'm at right now.
You're chilly this weekend.
It's in upstate, isn't it, this weekend?
I'm going to the airport Sunday morning again, so we're going to get up at 4 in the morning and do our run. And forecast is for like 38 to 42 degrees on Sunday morning.
Hot.
Getting that nice, clean, fresh oxygen.
An entire load of laundry to stay warm on those kind of runs at 40 degrees.
Sell popcorn when it's cool than I would be standing out in front of Lowe's when it's hot.
Here to the south to get away from the cold, originally from upstate New York, we would see 0 degrees F in the wintertime pretty routinely, and had a wood burning stove to keep the house warm at night. And so that thing would burn out overnight and wake up and it would be, you know, in the 50s in the house. And that first hour to get that fire going again was just the worst.
What you talking about? That's how I grew up. That first hour of the morning after you get out of bed, it's the worst.
A Wi-Fi thermostat that I can control from my phone, so I can sit there in bed and grab my phone and turn the temperature up before I even pull the covers off.
I'm spoiled nowadays. We didn't always do a fire in the morning, but man, I get up in the morning, my dad has a kerosene heater going. Love coming downstairs, get ready for school in front of the kerosene heater. Got my kerosene heater now in the winter.
Small propane heater that I can use, because, you know, I have an RV travel trailer, and I have a whole bunch of extra 30-pound propane cylinders for it. So I got this Mr. Heater or Heater Buddy or something like that. It's like 18,000 BTU. It does a good job with the propane tank. And I think it's rated for indoor use, too.
One I've got, the Mr. Buddy. Yeah, it's rated for indoor use. And I've got two of them. I use one to go camping and stuff like that, or backup heat.
And put the two 1-pound cylinders in.
Or you can buy the hose extension and run it out to the bigger bottles.
Hose that goes out to the 30-pound cylinders that I've got.
Forever on that 30-pound.
Good while. I've got it. And it'll run about 8 hours on low on the 2 1-pound cylinders. So it'll go a good while on that 30-pounder.
I think it's about 20,000 BTU per pound, so at 18K an hour, that'd be about 30 hours on a 30-pound wide open.
She's camping when it's cold, but my wife, boy, she doesn't like it. Oh, my God. We do the veterans camp out with the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. Man, it was all I could do to keep her sane the whole time.
Jump out for a minute and pick up some gas. I'll catch you back in a minute. KN4TFW.
KN4CM.
Everybody's big plans for the weekend.
Saturday with the YL and her kids, and she's leaving for the Netherlands on Sunday. think we're probably going to go out and hit a vineyard and, you know, one that's got a food truck and, you know, feed the kids and just hang out outside for a while. It's a nice day.
Yeah, as nice as it was this past weekend.
What's that weed eating? Can I move this weekend, Patrick?
Getting started. Everything's trying to come together on it. But it probably ain't going to go up this weekend.
For the leaves fall, it'd be good timing for the single side being there, mate.
It'll be a little bit, but hopefully it's here within the next week or two.
Right, I got to get my antenna on top of the roof and get it off from where it's at now. Get a little more height out of it, but it won't be facing the house whenever I turn south anymore. But I don't know. I don't want to climb up on that ladder and try to climb on the roof.
Of his antenna mounted on his roof?
You did. I don't think I got pictures of that. I know he was talking last night, and he was thinking about taking his satellite antenna down so he can put up a bigger beam and, I guess, to see if he can work some more 2-meter contact.
He's sending pictures of his antenna. He's got a pretty nice setup up on the roof.
TFW, I'm back.
What'd you get, 5 gallons?
Today, 7.3.
See how low he can run it now.
Starts getting low, and I'm sitting here talking to you guys. It's like, man, I ain't going to be able to make it back home.
In my truck the other day.
Man, I did the math. 57.8 gallons on that tank. Hybrid.
That's one of those.
Advertised, but I mean, it's a good little car. I like it.
My new Chevy Bolt has shipped. It's still sitting up in Michigan.
About summertime.
Another cup of coffee, fellas. I'll be back in a little bit. KF4NXY.
Black hole moves a couple miles either way once some morning.
Y'all still hear me fine?
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to pull in the parking spot and just lose a repeater. 2 meter single sideband and all deep.
No, I don't have a radio capable of that.
Cool to VHF SSB is that I don't have a horizontally polarized antenna.
I'm with you. I'm at right now. That's what I'm working on. 048X.
Six.
Make the jump then. 048X, USY.
DFW meeting you guys over there.